Today, we're going over the top 10 things you'll want to consider when picking Shopify or Magento for your business. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the e-commerce playbook, brought to you by IWD Agency, where we share tools, tips, and tactics from industry-leading experts to help you take your e-commerce game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Joe McFerrin.
Okay, so today we're going over the top 10 things you'll want to consider when picking Shopify or Magento for your business. First of all, both of these platforms are super powerful platforms. They're the top e-commerce platforms in the world. They're used from small business to enterprises, from mom and pop shops all the way up to $100 million companies. So either one is going to be super powerful, but there are some top differences that you'll want to consider if you're trying to decide between Shopify and Magento. Here's the top 10 things we came up with. We've been working with both for over 12 years. So number one, the first thing that you'll want to consider is cost of ownership. So Shopify and Magento license fees are relatively the same. So what do I mean by that? Well, Shopify has a basic version of their platform, and it starts at $29 a month. Magento also has a basic version of their platform. It's their open source edition, and it starts at $0. It's free, but you have to pay for hosting. So there is some cost associated with that that is included in the Shopify version. So both of those starter packages are essentially relatively the same amount of money. And then you go up to the enterprise level. So Shopify Plus, it starts at $24,000 a year. And Magento Commerce, which used to be known as Magento Enterprise, which starts at $22,000 a year. So Magento, in that scenario, for enterprise is cheaper, but they're relatively the same cost. You know, $2,000 a year when you're getting up to more of an enterprise level isn't a significant amount. But for cost of ownership, you'll need to consider what is the cost of maintaining this platform. So Magento actually will, in the lifetime, be more expensive likely than Shopify. And the reason why is because it's open source. And since it's open source, it means that you have to manage the system yourself. You have to do your own security patches. You have to do your own upgrades. You have to maintain the integrity of the system altogether. There are some benefits, there's some huge benefits to being open source, but since you have to do all this yourself, it is more expensive than Shopify, which is a SaaS hosted solution, and they do all the upgrades for you. They do all the security patches for you. They make sure you're PCI compliant, so you don't have to spend any money on that. So, and that can get costly on Magento. So Magento, in the long term, for most people, is going to be a more expensive platform. Number two, the second thing you'll want to consider is open source or closed source. So Magento is open source platform, meaning you can get into the code and you can change anything you want. You can modify the whole system depending on your needs and wishes and dreams. You can modify as much as you want. You can get into any aspect of the system. There's no parts of the system that you can't change to your own discretion. Shopify, on the other hand, is a closed source system. This means there are a lot of areas that you don't have actually access to changing the code to. As mentioned before, there are some benefits to this. This does allow them to manage security for you and allows them to manage the integrity of the platform for you, but it doesn't allow you to change anything that you want on their platform. So you do have to go by their standards. You have you can't just change anything that you want. There will be some limitations there. So that's number two. Number three is the different types of products you can do in each platform. So in Magento, you have 7 different product types, and we won't go through all of them in this video. In another video, we might go through that in more depth, but there's simple products, there's configurable products, there's bundled products, there's downloadable products, there's virtual products. Missing a couple, but all those different types of products gives you a lot of flexibility on building out more complex products and complex solutions. On the other hand, Shopify only has one type of product. They do have some flexibility with this one type of product, but it doesn't give you as much flexibility as Magento does out of the box. So for complex situations, it's not going to be as robust as Magento is out of the box. Number four. This is a big one for a lot of people, but multi-store. Magento can handle multiple stores from one administrative panel. Shopify is a one-to-one relationship, so you only can have one front-end store to one Shopify instance. For people that are managing, you know, tens to hundreds of stores, this is a big deal. You don't want to have to log into 10 or 100 different administrative panels to be able to manage your stores, manage inventory, manage customers, manage orders. And we'll get into this later, but it also will tie into international shipping and shopping. This is a big deal there as well. One of the big differences between Shopify and Magento is how many stores can it handle out of the box. Magento is unlimited. Shopify is limited to a one-to-one relationship. Number five, B2B. B2B is growing tremendously in the e-commerce world. There's a lot of manufacturers and wholesalers that have been in business for, you know, hundreds of years making their product, and they're now just getting around to getting online and getting their wholesalers and distributors to purchase online. Magento is ahead of the curve on this, and they have, especially in their enterprise software, they have a lot of B2B features built into that natively. Even on the community version, there's a ton of extensions that cater to this market. IWD Agency actually has our own B2B module that enhances both the community version and the enterprise commerce solution as well. Shopify, on the other hand, they're a little bit behind the curve on this one. They don't have the B2B features out of the box. There are some extensions that support some of the B2B features that B2B merchants will want, but it's still very limited. So Magento definitely has the one up on B2B e-commerce, and I'll actually create another video just about B2B in another video. Number six, customer groups. So for customer groups, this is also another very powerful feature that Magento has. You can group your customers in different segmentation. You can give them different discounts. You can give them different shopping priorities. You can give them different catalogs. This is a very powerful tool that you can do in Magento. Shopify is lacking this feature. Shopify does have tags. You can sort through customers using tags, but it's not as powerful as the Magento customer groups. This is a leg up that Magento has over Shopify currently. Number seven, okay, international shopping. So we talked about this a little bit earlier with the multiple stores. If you're doing international e-commerce, then there's a lot of different rules in different countries and different parts of the world. You're gonna need different catalogs, you're gonna need different taxes, you're gonna need different shipping options, you're gonna need different payment methods. So with that being said, a lot of times you'll want to set up a whole different storefront for different countries and different areas of the world to target that audience. So with Magento having the multiple stores per one administrative panel, it really does international e-commerce very well. Shopify being a one-to-one relationship, it's really lacking on this availability to do a full international e-commerce storefront managed from one administrative panel. So Magento is a more robust system when it comes to international e-commerce. Number eight. High risk or controversial items. So items such as guns, ammunition, tobacco related products, X-rated products, these type of products, Magento essentially says if it is legal, then they're gonna allow you to sell it on their storefront. They're not gonna to dictate what kind of products that you can sell on your system, and they're not gonna be the gatekeeper on that. It's up to you. As long as it's legal, They're not gonna raise any flags or try to shut down your store. On the other hand, Shopify has a different look on this, and they, if it is a controversial item, they don't necessarily want it on their system. So one example of this is guns and ammunition. They no longer allow it to be sold on their platform. There had been many merchants that had been selling this on their platform for a long time, and Shopify came out with news to them that they're no longer allowed to sell these items on their platform anymore, and so they had to completely rebuild and migrate their store to a new system. So it is something that you want to consider when you're picking a store. And when you're picking a platform, is if you have a controversial item, then you might want to steer clear of Shopify. Number 9, PCI compliance and security. So this is a big topic, and this is something that every e-commerce owner needs to make sure they check this box and check it well. You don't want your customers' data to get hacked and stolen. You don't want to get shut down by Visa or MasterCard. You want to make sure you can sleep well at night knowing that your store is secure and that you're following all the PCI compliance that you need to, so that you can function, that your store won't get shut down. So out of the box, Shopify offers PCI compliance and security upgrades as long as you're on their platform. They're gonna make sure that you're PCI compliant. With Shopify being closed source, they can control the integrity of the store and make sure you're PCI compliant, do all the upgrades that you need to do all the scans that you need to do. With Magento, since it's open source, it's a different story. They, on the other hand, you can modify anything you want. So they cannot be responsible for the code that you write and the things that you change on your store. This is a big reason why you want to make sure you have certified developers and that you have trusted developers working on the system, because you don't want to open your store up into vulnerabilities. We've seen a lot of times in the past where developers have written really bad code and it's opened up bad vulnerabilities where credit cards are just being stored right on the server without even being encrypted, and the store owner had no idea about this. So you really want to make sure your security is tight on Magento. This is on the store owner to make sure this is happening. There are many companies like ours that can help you make sure you're PCI compliant, but this will be on you to make sure that you're doing it. This is different than Shopify, that they will on their end make sure that it's being done correctly. And number 10, developers. So since Shopify is a closed source system, they don't allow you to modify the core files. They don't allow you to modify stuff that will essentially break the store. You can break the store, but you're not gonna, make it where it's not PCI compliant. You're not gonna make it where it's not upgradable. It's a lot easier system to work with. Since it's an easier system to work with, there are more developers on that platform. They're easier to find. You still want to find good developers, you still want to find good designers, you still want to make sure you have a good QA team. This is your baby, this is your business. You want to make sure that you still have the right people on it. But there is a bigger pool of developers out there for Shopify because it's the easier platform to work on. For Magento, on the other hand, because it's open source and because you can really make stuff and it's a little bit more of a complex system, the pool of developers is smaller, and you really want to make sure that you get someone that's certified, that understands the back and front of Magento inside and out, that knows the PCI compliance standards, because with Magento you can really screw up stuff if you don't do it correctly. So the pool of developers is smaller. They're probably a little bit more expensive because they have to have that experience and they have to be very specialized. So with the big difference between the two is Shopify, it's gonna be easier to find more developers, and with Magento, you're going to have a smaller pool of developers to look for. Okay guys, so that was the top 10 reasons to pick Shopify or Magento. Please let me know if I left anything out. If you wanna stay up to date with the latest news for e-commerce, Magento, Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, any of the major platforms, subscribe to this channel and like this video. And until next time, see you guys later.